Hello, hello. Welcome everybody to our next session in the Conception Vessel Meridian. Here we're working with transforming grief into dispersion, letting go, releasing, allowing, surrendering. Pick your favorite synonym. And as we get going with today's session, as always, if there's anything that you feel called to mention, if you're live, that you haven't already let me know, or you haven't emailed me, feel free to type that on into the chat feature. So yeah, you go right ahead and mention anything that feels right. And as I collect that, I'm going to take one more quick check and make sure I didn't miss any emails or Facebook messages or any of that jazz. Okay, got it. All right, I think I'm all set on my end, and it looks like you guys are clicking away on that chat feature. Thank you for sharing all that you have there. I'm seeing it all. All right, so as we get into today's work, I'm going to invite you to find that nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or relay, pardon me, sit or lay for our time together here. And perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor that and drink that in. And I'm going to offer one more opportunity for savoring. I invite you to either scan outwardly or inwardly, looking for anything that seems to be pleasant or at the very least neutral here. And wherever you land, taking a moment to notice what it is you like the most about that thing, or this part of you, or this memory, or this time in which you felt most like yourself. And as you notice what it is you like the most about that thing, area, memory, breathing it in, drinking it in, savoring it, much like you might a really juicy meal, really fine, luxurious meal or beverage. Breath by breath, noticing the impact of this. What seems to happen inside of you as you savor and drink this in? Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And thank you for bringing your everything to the table, or the floor, or the couch, or wherever you may be. And as you're here, thank you to all that brought you here. Thank you to your village. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineage, and the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded this land that nourished us all. May we continue to really cultivate that goodness in all the ways. And as we offer our thanks, invitation to breathe into that area that you were savoring, just a 1% more savoring it. Savoring the impact and knowing that you can return to this at any time. At any time when we're working, when things get a little juicy or when things seem to be just in need of a slight break, feel free to invite this in or take your full attention back to this area, this thing. Blessings on this journey. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. And as we settle in to today's time together, I invite you to make any little micro adjustments that your body might need, making yourself as comfy and as cozy as you can. And as we begin, we're actually going to start off with lymphatic circulation for any parts of you that feel just a little unsettled or at unease, or maybe even just a bit like tuckered, like you don't quite have enough energy, which is often showing up in our nervous system as feeling just almost like low level, just unsettled or even low level anxiety. And as we settle in with lymphatic circulation, you might hear a bit of coughing in the background. I'm not sure if the mic is going to pick it up. Dave's on his last little bit of a cold there. All is well. And that lymphatic circulation, draining out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as we do so, we're going to simultaneously defrag the hearts, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And as we defrag this heart, we're particularly defragging the yin, the feminine, the very core, the deepest essence of you that nurtures, that nourishes and creates harmony, wisdom, knowing, respect. The list is long. And as we run that defrag for all things yin at the very deepest core here, running the permissions and the words are just simply, it's safe to let this go. And we're going to tap this in almost like it's a little bit of a warm-up. Or the energy I have is of like starting my car before I drive it on a chilly winter day. A little bit of prep here. For the foodies in the group, you could even call it an amuse-bouche. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just let that float on by. Okay, and then we're going to link the entire consumption vessel meridian to the element of earth. And I just hear the phrase, grounding in her glory, grounding in her glory. And that's linking into the hair, skin, and nails, the integumentary system. And in particular for the hair, working with the concept of the hair being like a woman's crown and glory. And also the hair is an extension of our nervous system. So what happens in our bodies is reflected in our hair. And how we, you know, shape that and color it and everything else is really interesting to take note of too in this arena. As we work with the hair, skin, and nails and the integumentary system as a whole, however, not just the hair, for this, we need to link it into the heart, working with, in particular, again, at Yin Essence, to cultivate nourishment, not just the hair, but everything that we mentioned about the integumentary system, the skin and the nails, and all that that represents. So the hair is a mirror for the nervous system. The skin can reflect what's going on with our lungs. And our nails have a lot of meanings. I won't go into all of them right now, but anything that's going on with our nails is an indicator of health internally. So working with all of those associations here. And as we do that, it's all linking into now the liver. And here we're running a detox, it looks like on lead, and synthetic fibers. So like thinking of synthetic clothing, any fiber that's not natural, like cotton or wool or something along those lines. And as we detox all of those things from the liver, running circulation of all the healing basics, all the healing resources through to this liver, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains those, again, toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal, and really, for that matter, our whole body. Also balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and running hydration here, helping the cells to absorb water and join, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. As we offer that to the liver, we're also going to do it for the entire liver meridian. And that plays a big role in protecting our chest, that heart area, where we've been to a couple times, protects our genitals. And as we work with the entire length of the liver meridian and all that it processes in the way of anger and detoxing old toxic karmic patterns, out of here is coming a pattern around the things that you see that quote-unquote make you sick. So everybody has different things that they get a little bit triggered or a lot triggered by visually. And the things that you're taking in that feel just like a heavy weight or that make you sick, we're needing to release that alongside of grief. So we're actually going to use grief in a supportive way, its essence of letting go and dispersion, to work with it here, throughout the eyes and throughout the liver meridian. Now, the eyes are the processing center for the liver meridian, along with the gallbladder, so I'm not terribly surprised that we're here. And we also need to simultaneously defrag another area that I haven't mentioned yet, that the liver meridian also governs, which is that of the crown of the head. And as we work with this crown chakra, running a defrag on how it is you transcend, how it is you let go, how it is you release. And we're unhooking that from having to do it through the hair, through the skin, and through the nails. Somehow that's tied in here with this crown chakra. Okay, well, obviously the hair is in the crown, along with we have skin on our scalp. I'm not quite sure how the nails factor in exactly, but we're including that too for good measure. And as we work with that, unhooking a bundle of belief systems now from your maternal line. And it's going back 7 generations, and it's around this idea that you should keep quiet around the things that are disturbing you. So anything that you're seeing that makes you sick to your stomach, or the things that you think that you are triggered by, is something that you should apparently, according to the ancestral lines, keep to yourself so as to not rock the boat. In essence, this is the belief system of just keep the peace. Just keep the peace. And as we unhook that pattern, it's going to also come off of the hyoid bone, which is that floating bone in the throat, and all the muscles in that front of the throat in particular. As well as where the collarbone meets the sternum. Oh, is it large intestine 7, 17, whatever the number may be, that acupuncture points. Okay, and as we work with this on both sides, we're going to link it into now the perineum, consumption vessel 1. And this starting point of all of this feminine energy, this meridian that nurtures, that nourishes, is feeling like it has to actually hide or tuck away for some reason. It's like ducking and hiding for cover. It's got that energy to it. And I just hear it go, like the world is too much to take in right now. I gotta hide away. It's too much. It's too much. And here, there's actually a mixture of overwhelm with grief, with grief. And all the belief systems related to that, I can't handle this. This is too much. And as we work to unwind that and release that through the conception vessel 1 point in that perineum, running a cellular repair on it and restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health. As we do that, working with the entire left pelvis and left leg, which is that of the feminine. And over here, there's this pattern of, again, needing to like hide inside of ourselves. And this is also connected to the belief system. And I'm hearing it almost like a parental figure saying, admonishingly, if you know it's good for you, you'll keep your mouth shut. If you know it's good for you, you'll keep your mouth shut. And working with that energy. And this is all orienting to a pattern as well of pretending to not be there, pretending that you don't exist, pretending that you're smaller, pretending that you get the idea. Everything that needs to hide away. And it's carrying the unique identity, if we can call it such, it's a little intangible. And the words here are, I am not here. I am not here. As in, I'm invisible. I'm not here. And there's a tremendous amount of grief cocooning all of those thought patterns. As I mentioned, overwhelm as well in the conception vessel 1 point. There's also overwhelm running through the inside of the leg on that left side through that kidney meridian, which is again on that feminine side. We need to simultaneously also release sadness. And I see that coming off of again the eye on the left side, as well as the heart on the left side. That's all collectively now linking into house 12, house of releasing, surrendering. As well as house 8, house of rebirth and regeneration. These are respectively the houses of the liver and the kidney, which are both organs of detox. And here it's orienting to the consciousness of releasing that which is impure, in essence, that which no longer serves you. And as we work with again that theme of I have to hide away, excuse me, we're actually giving the feminine permission to come out of its shell a little bit and to notice that it's actually a little safer here now than it may have been before. And that we're no longer stuck way back there in time. We're no longer little. We're no longer in that environment. And that we have other tools, other resources available now. And just bringing the body into that awareness is enough to actually open up that left side of that heart and run the permissions. It's safe to be here. It's safe to be here. Okay, beautiful. We're going to tap here, invitation to breathe and receive. And then carrying forward with that hiding theme just a little bit more. I see this even-keeled balance just starting to enter through the lower body, through that pelvis and lower legs. And it's coming from the base chakra. We're running the permissions here of I can survive in this world as a feminine essence. Whether and feel free to substitute in the word that rings truest for you there. Woman, maybe the substitution, for example, or whatever feels right here. I can survive in this world as a feminine essence. And then, for whatever reason, we're unhooking the consciousness of feeling, quote unquote, hunted down or preyed upon. Well, I think we can probably see why that fits. Probably not for whatever reason there. And that feeling of like being preyed upon or being hunted down or being on the verge of being attacked in some way or overpowered in some way. We're connecting into the capacity for you to connect to the natural essence of your own power and unhooking the belief system from it around, I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes. And unhooking the judgment of weakness. We're defragging that through all things yin, all things feminine in the entire body mind. And you may have already seen this meme floating around the internet, but it's something to the effect of we would never consider a female of any species in the animal kingdom weak simply for being a female. We wouldn't say, oh, I got attacked by a bear, but it was a female bear, so whatever, not a big deal. But in the human species, we tend to carry that belief system and we actually tend to live into it. And just like our mothers and their mothers have before us, we're actually going to defrag that through the entire family line on the maternal side, as well as the women on the other side, the paternal side. And as we work with both, we're going back. I get the words. I was looking for a number and it said, as far as we need to. It's like, that's great, but can I have a number just to help appease some intellectual thinking processes out there? And it's telling me 12 to 16, 12 to 16 generations likely for both sides as we address with that pattern, women are weak. And as we do that, we're going to simultaneously defrag, that seems to be the technique of the day. That concept, that belief system from the musculoskeletal system, which is probably why we had to do all that work with the liver as it governs our muscles, our muscles. And here we're unhooking the grief of being told that this was like your ceiling, this was your max, this was your fullest potential that you could reach. And in essence, if I could put it a little bit differently, releasing the grief around any self-imposed glass ceilings, self-imposed glass ceilings. And then I see this image of a baby being born, busting through new barriers, busting through old limitations to new possibilities. And that happening at the level of the crown, we're actually going to link in what it is to be born or be reborn into the essence of the crown chakra, the essence of transcendence. And as we work with that essence of transcendence, releasing any old judgments around those self-imposed glass ceilings and stepping into the fullest essence of your power, of your strength, of you. That's linking into house number six, which works with that practical action and being in service to the health of ourselves. And here, bringing in the small intestine that naturally hangs out here of discernment, of awareness, of intellect, and linking that into all five senses. And as we do that, doing one more emotional release, this time of grief and of sadness. And we're doing that from the entire respiratory system. And then we're running the permissions through here. And the words are, new life has begun. New life has begun. And then I see actually going back to that time frame around that 16th generation and tapping into that wisdom that was way back there and bringing it forward. Just like we have ancestral unfinished business during our system, we too carry the gifts of their wisdom. And as we tap into the wisdom that maybe we have to go back quite a ways to get, but it's still here. It's still here. It's linking into the lymph system as a whole, and it's releasing any low self-esteem that says, you can't, you don't have enough, you're not enough, you need to do this before you can get that. And as we release that low self-esteem pattern that's inhibiting this, I actually see the entire spine open up like a book, and like the entire body now can be more here, more present. And again, working with that permissions, it's safe to be right here. It's safe to be here as you are. It's safe to be here as you are. And then simultaneously, along with all of that, addressing patterns around masking. So masking is sometimes used for neurodivergent folk, which we may all be in that category, depending upon how we, you know, judge that. But we're going to use it very globally, because I think it actually applies whether you're neurodivergent or neurotypical or anywhere in between, which is the understanding that we all put on that particular face to be accepted by the world. And we call it socialization to an extent, and sometimes it is. But sometimes we get stuck in those patterns to the point where we think that we need to carry them on even when there's nobody else around. And then we continue to mask and hide from ourselves what's truly here. And as we work with that, we're running the permissions. It's safe to feel my feelings. It's safe to feel my feelings. And what if listening to our feelings was actually the way that we survived once upon a time? What if trusting that inner felt sense, our spidey senses, our intuition, our insights, was how we stayed alive and protected our young? What if this is the most natural thing to feel? And in the words of Brené Brown, paraphrase, we don't get to feel selectively. So as we open up feelings, we're opening up the feelings across the fullest spectrum, all the juicy stuff, all the good and the bad and the ugly and everything in between. And to support the body in being able to feel all of this, running diaphragm to intestines to support any emotional processing that needs to release. And bringing in circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier for the sense of touch, physically as well as subtly, but in particular, actually, it's the subtle stuff. And as that's running, dissolving any bits of identity or belief or idea that you carry that you have to be tough, which often gets in the way of feeling our feelings. And to support that, running the permissions, it's safe to let this guard down. And I see that as like a shield all the way down the front body, reminding our body that we no longer live in that time in which we literally had to use our physical body for war and had to wear armor and had to wear shields in order to survive. And we're always in that state of ready to defend. And as we let that guard down, knowing that it can be there when it needs to, it doesn't have to be there all the time, that toughness begins to dissolve. That's linking now into the ears, the processing center of the kidneys, which process primarily fear, as we've talked about through all of its lenses. And here, we're unhooking the fear of not actually being heard, listened to, or understood. The fear of not being heard, the fear of not being listened to, and the fear of not being understood or comprehended could also apply here. And in essence, I could simplify that. It's the essence of, you don't get me, you don't get me. Well, this is orienting to age 3, in which we started to realize that we were separate from the rest of the world, and that other people might not actually understand what's going on with us. That we have to express, we have to share, we have to let them know. Except there was all that old programming in there with just hide that away, keep quiet, keep the peace. And again, running that permissions for that 3-year-old now, it's safe to be here. It's safe to be right here. And it gets to be easier now, because all without all that old messaging of having to hide, be invisible, etc. It's actually safe to be here. And it might even be enjoyable. You might even like it. That's linking all into house 12 again for releasing, allowing, surrendering, peeling back those layers of who it is you are not. And then we're needing to unhook from the mass consciousness. I'm just finding the words here, which is basically mass consciousness is like that group, whatever we call normal, or the group that people that seems to be an overwhelming majority sometimes, that has a way of doing things that might not actually be all that helpful or serve you. And this is the pattern of go along to get along, go along to get along, or people pleasing. Okay, beautiful. And that's linking into where the skull joins the spine. And we're doing it for both sides. And from here, we're actually unhooking the grief of feeling abandoned, but particularly how you may have abandoned yourself to go along, to get along. And as soon as they say that, the eyes also begin to relax into their sockets. And we're going to run a defrag on the nerves that innervate the eyes. Okay. And as that's running through here, defragging that optic nerve as well as all the other muscles of the eyes and all the nerves that innervate them. Also unhooking another bundle of belief systems. Around the theme of you have to do what you're told. You have to do what you're told. And that's coming off of the brainstem, releasing with it primal fear. You have to do what you're told to survive, to exist, to be alive. Which is kind of like another way of saying, you have to be a robot to be alive. And I don't know about you, but I haven't seen a whole lot of vitality in any robots. Yeah, they're sometimes fun, and you know, all of our little gadgets and gadgets, like our cell phones and etc., can be entertaining, but yet not really a source of vitality. Mm-hmm. So as we release that, we're linking it into all 7 chakras, reminding the entire body-mind of the vitality of what it means to be a human and to be alive. And as we link into all 7 chakras, linking that into where the chakras meet the meridian system through the Taji pole, the pole of life. And this Taji pole, it's from the Taoist tradition, that concept. We actually need to run a cellular repair here. And for whatever reason, whenever I vision that pole of light that runs through the very core of us, I often see that weaving of that dance where you like weave the ribbons around the pole. Oh, I'm blanking on all the words right now. Menopause brain is here at the moment. But I'm seeing that like that weaving of it all. And as we run the cellular repair, there's areas which just got wound a little too tight. So there's almost like, if you can imagine the chakras is hanging on the Taji pole, but one got kind of heavy and it, you know, yanked it to the side a little bit. That would be the throat chakra. And it's carrying some grief around all that hasn't been expressed, all that hasn't been available to be expressed throughout the generations, again, 12 to 16 generations back. And as we release the heaviness through that area where the crown, pardon me, the throat chakra meets that Taji pole, releasing the grief here. Running that cellular repair and restoring this back to its fullest potential of health. Repairing the relationship between all things throat chakra and all things heart chakra. And then linking that to the crown, again for its role in transcendence. And for, again, busting through any seemingly self-imposed limitations, I'll call it this time, self-imposed limitations. And with that, I see the entire spine come out of fetal posture and begin to stand tall in a way that represents self-assertion. And as the base chakra receives that, the perineum does, as does the conception vessel 1 point. And as we work with permission to assert ourselves in potentially new ways, ways where we may have been holding back ever so slightly, or ways that our body may have been from all the generations back, unhooking another bundle of belief systems, this time off of the sacroiliac joint on the left side, as well as the reciprocal points on the right side, the TMJ joints. And this reciprocal pattern works to an extent with digestion, and very much so around it's safe to take life in now. It's safe to take life in now. Okay, beautiful. And we're going to tap here. Invitation to breathe and receive. Then, bringing in the energy of the sun, that which brings again the fullest essence of us alive. And it's going right into the Taji pole from the crown all the way down. And as that happens, I'm seeing the breath linked to the sky and the stars. Breathing in space right into the core of you. What if there was far less limits here than you may have permitted yourself to believe? What if there's more room for expansion here? To support that, bringing in the planetary energy of Jupiter and Venus. Venus for harmony and love, Jupiter for expansion. Yeah, there's room for all of you here. And as your body breathes in sun and space, there actually may be room here for new life, for the sun to foster new growth. What seeds have you planted recently? What are you cultivating? What seeds would you like to plant? What would you like to cultivate? Perhaps imagining that Taji pole is much like a garden bed that's available for seeding. What are you calling alive? What are you fostering growth of? What would you like more of? As you mindfully cultivate this, bringing in hydration through that midline, watering the seeds with joy and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And running another wave of lymphatic circulation, cleaning out any toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. I'm running the permissions of I know which way to go. I know which way to go. My gosh. Okay, frog's out of my throat. Thank you for your patience with that. Now we're working with circulation. Of the yang, of action, of activity, of protection, of providing, of procreating. What if this new life that you've just planted seeds with can actively grow? How might it blossom? How might it bloom? What does it need to support that? What can you provide it? As we link it into the yang energy, we're actually going to link it into governing vessel 14, which is the yang of the yang, the masculine of the masculine. And as it governs this point, all things masculine, we're at the very base of the neck, around C7 vertebrae, right before it joins on to that rib cage. And linking it into conception vessel 17 that governs all things yin. I just hear the words, I'm integrated into this new life, this new way of being, this new possibility that you've seeded, that you planted, that you've grown and nourished. And then we're linking that into the throat chakra for its role in expression. If it feels right, you can make a little sound, bring in a little noise, woo or ah, to support that. Letting that ripple through that entire midline of the body from that throat chakra. And we're linking this all into house 12 again for that release, surrendering, allowing. And we're tapping here, invitation to breathe and receive. Mm-hmm. giving that one more breath to gently integrate that all. And we're heading into the brow chakra. And we're unhooking the energy of absent-mindedness, almost like another form of that hiding behavior, along with that identity again of I am not here, I am not here. And as it comes off of the brow chakra, it's also coming off of that sphenoid bone. That sphenoid bone, known as the master bone or the god bone, is meant to rock and move with the breath. And as it does so, well, lots of things happen, but in particular, it helps to stimulate that pituitary gland. That pituitary gland, in part, governs our hormones. It too has a boss. There's more to that story as well. But as we work with this, thinking of the sphenoid work and the brow chakra as supporting all things hormonal regulation. Running lymphatic circulation all the way through here. And as we clean out again, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, also unhooking the belief system of I'm not supposed to be here. And again, giving this center permission to take up space again. And now we're bringing in the sun one more time, this time through the pineal gland, shining it down onto all things brow chakra. And then circulating neutrons, which carry neutral energy. They also tend to bust through any old blockages that just don't need to be here. And as we circulate it, we're actually circulating it through the belief system of I am my own worst enemy. And any related sabotage patterns that are ready to be addressed. And as that neutral energy runs through here, feel free to also bring in that resource that you found earlier to further support that. And then we're unhooking the emotional brouhaha, that's a technical word, all the emotional stuff essentially around those times in which you quote unquote lost your head or weren't thinking straight. And you might have even like lost your temper, or you might have been absent-minded, or anything else that goes with you for those words, I lost my head. Perhaps even times in which common sense may have escaped you. Now I'm actually seeing mom come on in, and she's, you know, got that expression of like, have you lost your marbles? Have you lost your marbles? Where's your common sense? Type of thinking. Maybe that's the voice of my mom. But if it's the voice of your mom as well, this may relate to you as well. And those times in which you were basically criticized, maybe even punished or abused for not thinking clearly, not thinking straight. With that, we actually have to unhook both grief and terror simultaneously from not thinking the right way or not thinking the way that you should, or being criticized again for however it is you thought to do something. And as you release this essence of punishment from your thoughts, running the permissions that how you think is actually allowed to be here, it's allowed to take up space too. And as soon as we give the thought patterns permission to take up space, they actually lose a lot of their attention and they can just gracefully rest. They might even be willing to go on vacation and have a little R&R. And if that calls to any of them, they're by all means welcome to do so. And as we support that, doing one more emotional release. of shame, which went very much hand in hand with that being shame for how it is you may have thought about things and how it is you acted on those things. And as we unhook shame, we're unhooking it from both thought and action alike. This is primarily orienting again to age three. More details on this one. This is actually related to as well, whatever age it may have been for you, toilet training, which may have started earlier than three, but throughout the age of three, there's usually, well, lots of ups and downs with that whole toilet training process. And with this, unhooking the I did the wrong thing from your base chakra, as well as the energy of disgust. We're going to tap here. Permission to breathe however feels right for your body. And as we tap this all out, it's now linking into the solar plexus chakra for its role in personal power. Giving that just another two or three breaths, letting that part settle on in. And then to integrate this, we're heading back to that sphenoid bone. And we're running SB, which for the body talkers in the room, you know what that does already. But in case you need a reminder or anyone else wants to know what the heck I'm talking about, that most important joint that rocks and moves with our breath, it stimulates the pituitary gland, has another part to it where it joins that sphenoid bone, joins onto the basilar region of the occipital bone, the back of the skull bone there. And it does so just in front of the spine. And that part in particular is meant to rock and move with the breath, and it takes a lot of pressure off of our head, and it also supports hormonal balance, as we've talked about, as well as digestion. And here we're running the permissions. It's safe to take this all in now. And that's in part referencing the session, but more so referencing your life. It's safe to take this all in now. As I offer those words, there's just a natural release of grief as well as apathy that fall away from that joint. As well as, we're going to do the same thing exactly for the coccyx, the tailbone. And again, grief and apathy fall off of it. And then I see the whole spine begin to rock and move just a little bit more gracefully and easefully with that breath, just like that. Sphenoid bone is meant to rock and move with the breath. Really, all of you is. And in particular, the spine is one of the conductors of that. And if we're rocking and moving with the breath, it becomes almost like a wave-like pattern that's meant to naturally be there. And as it arises, it's actually meant to circulate all of your energy, giving you vitality, invigorating you, calling you alive, even just a little bit more. That's all linking into the kidneys. Not so much for their ancestral connections or processing of fear as it is this time connecting you into the energy that's used to create your head brain. The head brain is thought to be the flower of the kidneys or the kidney meridian. And as we work with the kidneys, taking off any strain, again, around being shamed for thoughts or action on those thoughts from here. And giving them a little bit of a TLC here with the permission statements. You did the right thing. You did exactly what needed to be done. We're going to tap here, invitation to again breathe and receive. And with that, I actually see the conception vessel meridian now pulsing, coming alive, dancing alive with those pulsations and vibrations, running circulation, excuse me, of all those healing resources, as well as bringing in the planetary energies of Venus, Sun, Moon, and Mars. So Venus and Mars are very much, you know, feminine, masculine energies that balance each other out, as are the Sun and the Moon. And as we bring in all of this sort of masculine, feminine energy, essentially think of it as circulating the essence of union, And when we offer the conception vessel meridian the energy of union, it's almost like she relaxes just a little bit, like, oh, ah, I don't have to do this alone. There's support. There's support here. And as we circulate union and all that comes with that, support, etc., through this conception vessel meridian that was already starting to pulsate and come alive, she steps into her fullest glory as we come full circle. As we offer her the essence of connection, she lights up even more. It's as if there's a new safety in connection, and then it's as if there's a little less grief or heaviness or tenderness that's being carried around the essence of connection now. It's open, it's ready, it's available, and it's here. And she gets to receive connection through this essence of union that's circulating through here. And as she drinks that in, linking it into the sense of smell. What is it to primally live? What is it to primally live? As the sense of smell is our most primal smell. Our sense of smell, our nose, is a reciprocal for our genitals. So what is it to primally live in pleasure? What is it to primally live in the pleasure of connection? And any other sensual pleasures of life? Perhaps those new seeds that were planted, or those old seeds that have come to life, may be tied in here. And if they are, they're welcome. Invitation to breathe as we tap this part out. If it feels right, now's a great time to invite in that resource. Taking a few breaths with it. I have a song, it's about 5 minutes long, and it's called Circle of Women, from the album Circle of Women. And it's by Nalini Blossom and Craig Pruess. So I invite you to breathe and drink its energy in as you rest here. Undernourish, undernourish.
May all mothers know that they are loved, and may all sisters know that they are strong, and may all daughters know that they are worthy, that the circle of women may live on, that the circle of women may live on. May all mothers know that they are loved, and may all sisters know that they are strong, and may all daughters know that they are worthy, that the fire of the goddess may burn on, that the fire of the goddess may burn on. Wehea, 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 wehea. May all mothers know that they are loved, and may all sisters know that they are strong, and may all daughters know that they are beautiful, that the circle of women may live on, that the circle of women may live on. May all mothers know that they are loved, and may all sisters know that they are strong, and may all daughters know that they are beautiful, that the fire of the goddess may burn on, that the fire of the goddess may burn on. Wehea, wehea, the circle of women may live on. May all mothers know that they are loved, and may all sisters know that they are strong, and may all daughters know that they are powerful, that the fire of the goddess may burn on, that the fire of the goddess may burn on.
Thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for being here. Sending all my love, and if anybody has any questions, comments, or queries about today's word, please do let me know. Mwah. Bye for now, love.